listening to a podcast from Victory.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us again sa ating online Sunday service. Ngayong hapon na to, magkakasama na naman po tayo na kikilalanin or ataalamin ang salita ng ating Panginoon, and hopefully we would have a mighty encounter with Him. So, kapit lang po kayo, wag po sana ring bibitaw kayo at yung internet nyo. Sama-sama po nating aralin ang salita ng ating Panginoon sa hapon na to. And today, we're actually concluding our series entitled Future Hope. So, fifth week na po tayo, and hopefully, throughout the 4 weeks na pinag-usapan natin to, it's building the hope that God wants us to have in us. And in this series, we have been talking about the end times. Can you imagine that? We're talking about hope, pero pinag-usapan natin end times. And in this particular discussion that we had, or preaching ng mga nagdaang linggo, we're basically talking about the last days, or sinasabi din natin na ito yung panahon na babalik na sa atin si Jesus, ang ating Panginoon. And Bible scholars would pertain to this as eschatology. Okay? Eschatology. Ito po yung pag-aaral ng end times. And we're talking about this kasi naniniwala po kami na relevant at important tong topic na to na mapag-usapan in light of the things that are happening around us. Especially during this season, this time na marami po tayong nababalitaan na may mga ganap. Okay? Sa buong mundo, mayroong mga calamities, okay, natural calamities that are happening left and right, volcanoes erupting, nagkakaroon ng mga big storms, mga pagbaha, nagkakaroon po ng mga unprecedented wars or probably threat of war, may mga sickness na nagsasurface, may mga disease, and even right now, nasa gitna po tayo ng pandemic. And we want to talk about this kasi hindi po ba kahit minsan nag-cross sa mga isip nyo or probably may kilala kayo na naisip na nila to, o natanong na nila sa sarili na to, na end times na ba? Is this the time na babalik na sa atin si Jesus? Ito na ba yung panahon na sinasabi nila na last days na? You see, as followers of God, it's very important for us to have a proper understanding of this. Kasi nagkakaroon po tayo ng iba't ibang reaction when it comes to end times. Some people, especially yung mga kilala kong singles, ayaw naman nila na mag-end times na. Pagka naisip yung end times, naku, Lord, wag naman. Yung iba naman, may kilala naman ako, excited na sila, especially pag kami mga challenges silang pinagdadaanan. Gusto nila mag-end times na. Naalala ko tuloy nung studyante po ako, I was about to take an exam and it was so difficult and I feel like hindi pa ako prepared. So parang one of my subtle prayers during that time, Lord, bumalik ka na, tapusin mo na tong paghihirap na to. So ano ba talaga yung gusto nating perspective? Ano ba talaga yung gusto nating view when it comes to end times? And as followers of God, we do believe that Jesus Christ came to us, okay? He became man, lived with us, and He was able to live the life that we should have lived, and died on the cross to pay for our sins, and was resurrected. Because of what He did in the past, He secured for us, okay, an eternity with Him. Okay? He secured our future. As followers of God, we also believe that He would return to us, okay? That He would have a second coming, and when that time comes, it would actually start yung tinatawag nating end times. But at the same time, as He returned to us, He would also usher in the life of eternity that He promised us as believers. So, importante po na magkaroon tayo ng proper understanding of eschatology or the study of end times so that we would not fall to two extremes. Okay, meron kasi mga extreme pong paniniwala or perspective or reaction even when it comes to the end times. There's what we call yung eschatomania. Okay, eschatomania. These are the people who has intense preoccupation when it comes to end times. Sila yung mga parang pag napag-usapan yung end times, interested na interested sila. They would do all the research. They would gather all the scriptures that pertains to end times. They would try to research more on the prophecies of different people about the end times. Sila din yung, they are so fond of connecting dots. Kapag nagkaroon ng natural calamity, kapag nagkaroon ng gera, kapag nagkaroon ng problema worldwide, they tend to assume, they tend to predict na, eto na, darating na yung end times. Okay? Sila po yung nandun sa other extreme, yung eschatomania. On the other hand, yung other extreme naman ay yung tinatawag natin na eschatophobia. Okay? These are the people naman na merong intense fear when it comes to the end times. Sila yung, pag napapag-usapan yung end times, they are really terrified, yung people na nagpapanik sila, napapraning na sila, di na sila makapag-function well because they are so fearful that the end times is already upon us. Okay? So, importante po na hindi tayo mag-fall sa extreme na to. Kaya as Christians, as followers of God, we want to be able to understand proper biblical explanation when it comes to end times so that we would know what we are to expect in the future and how we are supposed to live today, especially with the situation, the current reality that we are facing. And if you are here and you're not a believer or a follower of God yet, of Jesus yet, I'm glad that you're also joining us because here, we do believe that this scripture offers the answer. Kung ano ba talaga yung mangyayari sa end times? Kailan ba ito mangyayari? Ano ba yung mangyayari? And at the same time, this would also answer the question or probably the curiosity that you or some people may have about Christians. Kung bakit ba, kahit pa ang dami nilang pinagdadaanan, ang daming challenges, may pandemic na ganito, bakit punong-puno pa rin sila ng hope sa buhay nila? Bakit sobrang positive pa rin yung tingin nila sa mga pangyayari sa buhay nila? Okay? Those are the questions that we want to answer as we talk about the Word of God this afternoon. So, pag-usapan na natin. Can we open our Bibles from the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and then we're going to read from verses 1 to 11. Let me read it for you. I'm reading in the English Standard Version. It says there, "Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." Let us pray. God, we thank you for your scripture. Thank you for the teaching that you would allow us to understand today. We pray, Holy Spirit, guide us and allow us to see the relevance of your scripture. And I pray, Lord, that at the end of this preaching, it would create in us a proper view of the end times and even a proper way of living our lives today. Thank you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right? So to give you a context of this scripture that we just read, this was part of the letter. This is part of the letter of the Apostle Paul to the church in Thessalonica. Okay? This was one of the churches that he planted, and this was one of his letters. Okay? During this time, he was encouraging them because of the challenges that they're facing. But at the same time, he is trying to align certain thinking, certain mindsets that they have when it comes to end times. Kasi po, nung pinlant ni Paul yung church na to, two predominant teaching that he has is all about what Christ has done for us in the past when he died on the cross to pay for our sin and save us. But at the same time, he taught them about the end times, the second coming of Jesus. So basically, he's talking about the last days or the day of the Lord. And he was basically saying in this letter that ito pong second coming, this concerns the believers and the unbelievers. He's also saying here that this concerns the living and the dead. And he was basically presenting in this whole letter kung kailan ba mangyayari yung day of the Lord or yung second coming ni Jesus and ano ba dapat yung i-expect natin mangyayari when he finally returns. Okay? Now, balik tayo sa scripture na binasa natin a while ago. We want to jump to the point, doon sa last part, yung verse 11, because what we would notice there is, he stated it this way. Sabi niya doon, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. He started it by saying, therefore. He was basically making a conclusion. Kapag kasi nakakita tayo ng word, the therefore, it's a conclusion based on what was said initially. He was saying, because of everything that I have explained, because of everything that I have talked about, or because of your understanding of what I have taught you, therefore, encourage one another, build each other up. So yun yung sinasabi niya. Ibig sabihin, by implication, he is also saying that there is something encouraging. Okay? Dun sa in-explain niya. There is something that would motivate them to actually encourage and build each other up. Kaya, relevant to sa atin. In the time that we are in right now, when there are so much suffering, may mga challenges, may mga problema, meron tayo, some people are grieving, some people are in pain, some people are having a hard time, I think receiving an encouragement is something that is very timely. Sino ba sa inyo dito gusto niyo ng encouragement? Sino ba sa inyo dito kailangan niyo ng encouragement? I do believe that for some of you, God allowed you to be available at this very time to be able to tune in and join us in this worship service because you yourself, you are in need of that encouragement. The good news is, there's encouragement for you today. And yun din po yung message ni Paul for the church in Thessalonica. He is there writing them so that they would be encouraged. So pag-usapan natin, ano ba yung sinabi niya about the end times, about the second coming of Jesus that is meant to encourage them and is meant to encourage us today? Okay? So far, sa pinag-usapan natin for the past weeks, there are several things that we have established already. And ito po yung paulit-ulit natin sinasabi simula week 1. And that is that Jesus would return. Jesus would return. Yun po yung tinatawag natin na the day of the Lord in the text that we read, especially in verse 2. Sabi doon, the day of the Lord will come. Okay? Now, what's quite interesting about this day of the Lord or the second coming of Jesus is that, yes, it is sure na mangyari, pero we don't know when. Jesus would return, we just don't know when. Okay, let me repeat that. Jesus would return, we just don't know when. And it's very much evident in the scripture that Paul used to describe the return of Jesus. He used in verse 2, sabi doon, the return of Jesus or the day of the Lord would come like a thief in the night. So, pagka po ba may magnanakaw, nagsasabi po ba yung magnanakaw na pa-appointment po, magnanakaw po ako sa bahay nyo ngayong darating na Sabado ng gabi, alas 8 po ng gabi or hating gabi po, kakatok ako, papasok ako sa bintana. Hindi naman ganun, di ba? Hindi nagsasabi yung magnanakaw. It is something that happens unexpectedly. And another picture that was used to describe the second coming is that it is like the labor pains that would come upon a pregnant woman, sabi dun sa verse 3. And I have friends in our victory group who are currently pregnant. Dalawa po sila. And one thing that they do know is that for sure, darating at darating na manganganak po yung sila. Okay, yung mga wives po ng mga friends ko na lalaki, manganganak po yung mga asawa nila. But they are not exactly sure when. They just know it's around 9 months. Pero hindi pa rin nga ganun ka-sure. Baka kasi minsan nauuna pa sa 9 months. Okay? See, I want you to see here that Jesus was trying to explain to us that He would return. But it's not for us to know or determine when. There's that certainty of His return, but at the same time, it is also sudden. There's yung sinatawag nating inevitability. Hindi mo maiiwasan. Sure na mangyayari. Babalik si Jesus sa atin. But at the same time, there's that essence that it's also unexpected. There's unexpectedness. Hindi mo ma-predict kung kailan ba talaga. That's the picture of Jesus' return or Jesus coming back to us again. And sometimes, because of this certainty and suddenness nung pagbabalik niya, sometimes people are giving in to fear. Sometimes the enemy would capitalize on this situation, on this yung knowledge na hindi natin alam, to put fear and worry in the believers. And that's the very thing that Paul was trying to address when he wrote this letter. He was saying, you're not supposed to be in fear. You're not supposed to be worried or be sidetracked to what is important. Because I want you to know that the return of Jesus is something that is encouraging. It is a good news. And I think for all of us who are watching, who are joining us here in this worship service, this is good news for us. You know why? Because he was saying this to the believers and he said, this coming of the Lord, or the second coming of Jesus, comes with a promise. Okay, it comes with a promise. And the promise is salvation, not wrath. Salvation, not wrath. Verse 9 says, for God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has destined us for salvation, not wrath. That's the promise that God is telling us, okay? And kanina sinabi ko, diba, that because of what Christ has done in the past, His sacrifice on the cross, He secured for us this future. And this future tells us that it would be fulfilled as Jesus returns. He would usher into us that salvation, that eternity that He has promised and secured for us in the past. I want you to know, and I want you to notice in the scripture that we read that Paul specifically contrasted, okay, yung makukuha natin sa promise ni God. He said that what we would receive is not wrath, but salvation. You know why? Because initially, what we do deserve to receive is wrath. What we are destined to receive because of our sinfulness is wrath. Romans 1 verse 18 says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. Bible is saying God is wrathful towards sinfulness or ungodliness. And because you and I are sinners, yung sabihin, yung deserve talaga natin, yung destiny talaga natin, by default, is wrath. But because Jesus came into the picture, because Jesus sacrificed Himself at the cross, He was able to rescue us from that wrath. Nabago niya yung destiny natin. Nabago niya kung ano yung matatanggap natin. The Bible says in John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. In 1 Thessalonians, in week 1, pinag-usapan natin to in chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, this talks about the Thessalonians putting their hope, their faith in Jesus who would return to them. It says here, you turn to God from idols to serve the living and the true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. Jesus came, okay, on the earth to deliver us from that wrath. And because of that, when Jesus returns, okay, He comes with a promise. And that promise is salvation, not wrath. Salvation, not wrath. And that's why it is good news. That's why it is encouraging. Kasi alam natin na hindi po masama yung mangyayari sa atin if we are believers, if we are followers of God, if we are disciples, if we are Christians, then good news, maganda po yung mangyayari sa atin even when the end time comes. Okay? And maybe for some of you here, if you are not a believer yet, or you are not a follower of Jesus yet, and you are still here with us, I want you to know it's not yet too late. The Bible is clear that there is judgment for the unbelievers and there is reward for the believers. But I'm so glad that you're here because I do believe God is inviting you, God is giving you that opportunity to finally surrender your life to Him, to finally allow your lives to be led by Jesus so that you yourself would be spared from that wrath and receive the salvation that God has for you. Okay? Because in His second coming, He brings salvation, not wrath, for all the believers. Ang gandang encouragement ito para sa atin because when you look at the current reality that we have, it tells us that the suffering, the challenges, the difficulty, the problems that we're facing right now is but temporary. Can you say that? Temporary. Panandalian lamang. Kahit pa po feeling natin ang tagal na, kahit pa feeling natin ang tagal naman matapos ng challenges na meron tayo, ang tagal naman matapos ng pandemic na to, more than a year na, magto 2 years na. But God is saying, it is temporary. And it is very short in comparison to the eternity that God has prepared for us. It is very short in comparison to the eternity where we would experience salvation, where we would experience the presence of God with us. That is the promise that God has for us, okay? He would not just save us, He would allow us to be with Him forever. Okay, hashtag, with God my forever, and that forever talks about the presence of God being felt, being experienced by all of us, people who are following God for the rest of our lives. Kaya po kahit po nahihirapan tayo, alam natin, this is not the end of the story. This is not the conclusion. Yung challenges na hinaharap natin ngayon, hindi po ito yung katapusan. Ang katapusan, salvation. Ang ending, blessing. Ang ending, reward. Ang ending, magandang bagay. And we would spend it for eternity. Now, realizing that promise, realizing that good news that God would bring in His second coming, sets us up to have the right posture in our hearts. Tinatama po nito yung posture ng mga puso natin, kung paano natin titingnan, kung paano natin haharapin yung parating na end times. And that posture that I do believe God wants us to have when it comes to the second coming is this, to have anticipation, not apprehension. Anticipation, not apprehension. Now, our destination definitely affects our anticipation. Kung saan tayo papunta, nakaka-affect ito kung paano tayo mag-expect or mag-anticipate na mangyari natin. And when you talk about anticipation and apprehension, those two words are very similar. Okay, why? Because it talks about being expectant. But the only difference is this. Kapag anticipation, it's that excited expectancy. Okay, or parang excited ka dun sa mangyayari. Pero kapag apprehension, natatakot ka dun sa mangyayari. You see, God is saying here because there is a promise that would be fulfilled. Salvation would come upon us. We are meant to have anticipation. Maging excited tayo. Huwag tayong matakot. Okay? Yes, darating yung end times, but because we would be saved, we would be spared, there would be blessing, there would be eternity with God that would come our way. Excited tayo. Okay? I remember kami po sa victory group namin, meron kaming couples victory group, and nabanggit ko kanina na meron kaming dalawang couple, okay, na magkakaroon ng baby. And we're so excited. We are anticipating, okay, yung paglabas ng baby. Kaya nga po, magkakaroon pa kami ng baby shower. Okay, online lang po yun. So walang pong face-to-face gathering. Pero gagawin pa rin namin. Bakit? Kasi excited kami dun sa darating. Hindi kami natatakot na, naku, magkaka-baby na sila. Kawawa naman. Excited kami. Yes, magkaka-baby na sila. We're excited for the good news that will happen. Okay? We are anticipating it. Another picture siguro of anticipation, naalala ko dati po nung early part of the pandemic, yung wife ko po, since she would now work from home, decided to buy online a coffee maker. So, medyo bumili siya ng coffee maker. Every may dumadating, every may delivery, excited na kami, ayan na ba, ina-anticipate namin. Okay, na darating na yung binili niya, yung purchase niya na coffee maker. Pero at the same time, habang siya nag-anticipate, excited, ako naman po may apprehension. Kasi worried naman ako, baka ang delivering is delivery ng Meralco bill. Kasi during that time, talaga pong todo po ang electricity namin sa bahay. So may apprehension, may konting fear at pangamba sa akin. God is saying here, because God has prepared a good news. God has prepared the fulfillment of the promise, which is salvation, not wrath. Maging excited po tayo sa gagawin sa atin ng ating Panginoon. And because we are anticipating something good, ibig sabihin nun, kailangan din po ng tamang preparation. Okay? Tamang preparation. And we may have different ideas or plans how to prepare for the second coming. But God, here we would say in Scripture that God is also telling us, paano ba tayo dapat mag-prepare? How are we supposed to welcome this coming, second coming? Okay? Ang preparation po na gusto sa atin ng ating Panginoon is active witnessing, not passive waiting. The preparation that God wants us to have is active witnessing, not passive waiting. We will see in Scripture, in verse 5 to 8 says there, "For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, or for a helmet, or for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Ano po ba sinasabi ng scripture na to? We are not to take this literally na bawal matulog. Okay, so matulog naman po tayo, magpahinga tayo. But what God is saying here is that we are not meant to be passive, okay? When it comes to waiting for the Lord. Hindi po tayo magwe-wait passively lang na dumating na yung second coming. Okay, there are, if you would categorize people who are just waiting passively, pwede siguro nating tawagin sila or grupo sila sa dalawang tawag. Okay, yung una, yung tinatawag nating spectators. They are the people who strongly believe that the end time would come and it would bring good news to them. Pero, all they do is just wait. All they do is just enjoy their Christian life or their life today. Okay, just wait na, dadating naman yan. So sige, dumating kung dumating, I will just enjoy myself today. Okay, they are not focused on what God wants them to do. They're just spectating, observing things to happen. Meron naman po yung tinatawag nating speculators. Yung una, spectators. Yung pangalawa, speculators. These are the people who are so consumed of the end days. Okay? Sila yung kasama dun sa eschatomania natin. People who are nandun lahat yung focus nila. They are so consumed, researching, doing things. Their time, their resources, their money, their attention, their energy is consumed just to find out, just to discover, just to predict kailan ba talaga mangyayari yung end times. But God is saying here, we are not meant to be possibly waiting for the end time. Hindi, yes, it will happen, but it's not meant to be the focus, yung pagiging spectator or pagiging speculator. The Bible says we are meant to be actively preaching, actively witnessing about God as we wait for the meantime. Yung term ko po doon na ginamit is for us to be suitors. Di po ba ang suitors, or sa Tagalog, mga manliligaw, are people who actively pursues people for a relationship. But the suitors that I'm talking about are people who are actively pursuing other people that they may have a relationship with God. We are not meant to be spectators. We're not meant to be speculators. We are meant to be suitors to help people have a relationship with God. Okay? This is the preparation that God wants us to have. Hindi po passive waiting, active witnessing. Active witnessing, not passive waiting. I like how this author Wiersbe said it. He said, "Since we do not know when the Lord will return for his people, we must live in a constant attitude of watching and waiting while we are busy working and witnessing." While we are busy witnessing, working and witnessing. You see, that is the call that God has for us. Yes, he has secured for us a great future. But while we wait, in the meantime, while we are still alive, even in the midst of this pandemic, even in the midst of the challenges that we're facing, we are meant to witness for the kingdom of God. We are meant to point people to God. We are not meant to just enjoy the privilege of his salvation for ourselves. Let's help other people see and witness this salvation as well. Can you imagine ngayon pong pandemic? Imagine this with me. Pandemic po ngayon, di ba? And we would all agree na wala pa pong perfect na vaccine. But can you imagine if na-discover na po yung perfect vaccine to counter yung pandemic na meron tayo? Imagine people are lining up to get that vaccine. Imagine people are really there putting their effort because they're afraid of death. They're afraid of the consequences of this COVID-19. Only to find out na sa pagpila nila, kaya ang tagal-tagal nila nakapila, yung nag-a-administer, yung nagbibigay ng vaccine, tulog. Yung nagbibigay ng vaccine, nandun sa kabilang kwarto, nahihimbing. God is saying, we should wake up. We are not meant to be asleep. Ganun din po. You see, in this world, the deadliest virus is not COVID-19. The deadliest virus that we could have, or we already have, is sin. And it's causing havoc, it's causing death, not just in our physical body, but it's causing death to us for eternity. But the good news is, we have been spared. God used someone to share to us the gospel, therefore we received Jesus in our lives. Therefore, through him, we received the ultimate vaccine, the ultimate solution, the ultimate cure to death and sin. Don't you think it's quite selfish if we would just keep it to ourselves? Don't you think it's quite unfair if we would just sleep on it and not share it to others? That's why God is saying, as we prepare for His second coming, let's be active in witnessing and not be passively waiting. As I close, these are the things that I'm saying to you in summary. These are the encouragement that Paul was saying in his letter, that we are to encourage one another. Why? Because God has promised us salvation. And in view of that salvation, we are to anticipate, be excited of His coming. But as we wait, we are to actively witness to the people around us. In light of the things that are happening around us, in light of the pandemic, alam ko po na marami sa atin na naapektuhan financially. Alam po marami na nagkasakit. Some of us, we even lost a loved one. And not only that, we have to battle the problems brought about by the pandemic on top of the personal challenges that we're facing. Relational problems, challenges in our homes. And sometimes, it feels like parang, Lord, how can I have hope? Paano ba ako makaka-move forward in the challenges that are facing kung feeling ko everyday na lang, left and right, padami lang ang padami yung reason for me to be discouraged, reason for me to give up, reason for me to lose hope. I want to read to you a story similar to your situation right now. And that story is from John Piper. Because one time, when he was going through his routine checkup, the medical checkup, suddenly, his doctor approached him and told him that at that very day, he has to go through biopsy for his prostate. And to his surprise, diba, hindi niya in-expect na mangyari yun. So as he was preparing, he asked the Lord for a word. And this was the very words that was given to him. The very scripture that we've been talking about a few minutes ago. He was reminded of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And as he meditates on it, he felt that this was the very verse that God has for him. Let me read it for you and let me quote him. Sabi dito, John Piper, you are mine, and I, your father, have not destined you for wrath. That is not what you are facing. This biopsy and the cancer that will be found is not wrath, nor will you ever come into wrath. There is no wrath for you. But you are appointed by my sovereign decree for salvation. And this is sure and solid and unshakable through your Lord Jesus Christ because He died for you. He died for you so that whether you are awake or asleep, that is, whether you live or die, you will live with Him forever. Relax, I've got everything under control. You see, I do believe that God is saying the very same words to us at this very situation. Yes, you are facing financial difficulty. You don't know how to make it work. Yes, there are challenges in your business. Yes, there are challenges in your academics, in your relationships. There are challenges in your family. There are challenges in your health. Maybe you are here and you're even grieving because of someone that you have lost. But God is here assuring us that He has everything in control. And through His Son, Jesus Christ, we can live with Him forever. And that's our greatest hope. That's our greatest hope in this time that we are in. The future hope that Jesus Christ has for us. So as I end, let me read again this scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 9 to 11. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Church, this is the word of God for us this afternoon. Let us pray. God, we thank You for indeed, because of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ has done in the past at the cross. Lord, we are secured of our future. Lord, You have secured for us a life of eternity with You, a life of blessing, a life of reward. thank you, for we know that none of us are worthy of such blessing. We are not worthy of such beautiful eternity. But because of Christ, Lord, you have destined us for these things. Thank you for sparing us. Thank you for saving us from the wrath that you have towards sin. And thank you, Father, that today, Lord God, you are reminding us to pin once more our hope in you, to put our hope in you, not on the things that we could do, not to be distracted by the things that are happening around us. Hindi po kami panghinaan ng loob dahil sa mga problema, sa mga challenges na hinaharap namin ngayon. Bagkus tinatawag mo kami, Panginoon, na ibigay namin ang buong pagtitiwala at ilagay namin ang aming pag-asa sa iyo. Lord, thank you. Thank you for encouraging us this afternoon. And thank you, Father, that even today, Lord, you are aligning our hearts so that we would be excited na ilulook forward namin yung pagbabalik mo sa buhay namin. You're also aligning our hearts so that as we view and look at the things happening around us, kahit pa may mga pinagdadaanan kami, may mga challenges kami, Panginoon, salamat sa dahilang tinatama mo rin ang aming puso na mag-focus na gawin kung anong nararapat. At yun yung tulungan yung ibang tao na makakilala rin sa iyo, Panginoon. Lord, thank you for the very truth that you revealed to us today. Thank you, Father, for encouraging us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for some of you before we close this prayer. I believe there are some of you that needs prayer right now. You are here and you are experiencing such a severe problem. Okay, may pinagdadaanan ka na matindi. It may be financial, it may be related to your health or your relationship, but you just know this is something that is already beyond you. But God is here, and I believe God is saying His promise is not wrath, but salvation. Would you receive that hope in Him? Okay? Pwede kasi nga mangyari niyan, God would automatically rescue you from that situation. And that's a breakthrough. But sometimes, God would allow you to go through that because God has reserved something way, way better for you for eternity. And that's still a breakthrough. Today, we want to be in faith for God's will and for God's grace for us to receive the breakthrough or to go through the challenges until His final and ultimate breakthrough. Can we do that? Lord, I pray for those who are struggling right now with the challenges that they're facing. Yung problema po yung pinagdadaan nila. May you be the one to give them the strength. May you be the one to allow them to see hope. May you be the one to allow them to focus on you. Shield them from any lies. Shield them from any discouragement. Shield them, God, from the temptation to commit sin in the midst of this. And thank you that as they focus on you would be their greatest breakthrough. For some of them, allow them, Lord God, to see the blessing that they are praying for financially or relationally or health-wise. For some of them, Lord God, give them the endurance, the perseverance to keep doing what they're doing, to keep honoring you with their lives until the very end. Lord, bless them. And we receive, Lord, your breakthrough, your salvation in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Last group of people that I want to pray for. Maybe you are here and you don't have a relationship with God yet. You're one of those people who stay tuned with us. Tinapos po yung preaching na to. But you just know you don't have a personal relationship with God yet. God wants to spare you from His wrath. God wants to save you. Would you surrender your life to Him today? If that is you and it's your decision to make Him Lord and Savior, would you bow your heads with me? Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for those who are making that decision right now. Thank you, Father, for you are the one who spoke to them and called them by name to this wonderful relationship with you. And thank you that today, as they commit themselves to you, you would receive them. If you are one of those people, can you pray this prayer with me? Jesus, thank you for calling me to a relationship with you. I ask forgiveness for the sins that I have done. I repent, Lord, for doing them. Today, as I receive your forgiveness, I'm surrendering my life to you as my Lord and as my Savior. And I'm committing myself to live for you, to honor you until you return to our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, I pray for those who made that decision. May they encounter you in a very powerful way for the rest of their lives. Bless them continually in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations po sa inyong lahat na nag-decide na isuko ang buhay niyo sa ating Panginoon. Let us help you grow in your walk with God. Bigyan niyo po kami ng isang wave emoticon sa ating comment section, or just scan this QR code or this contact number. We want to reach out to you and help you grow in your walk with God. Okay po ba? So again, congratulations. For the rest of us, my hope is that this series had helped us, encouraged us, and brought hope in us. Sana po i-share din natin yung natutunan natin sa ibang tao so that continually we would be a channel of hope and blessing, especially in our current reality. Alright? Again, I speak blessing to all of you. May you be a channel of blessing, a channel of hope, a channel of encouragement to everyone. This I pray and this I claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you everyone for joining us. See you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.